Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Dr. Lauren Goodall. I'm a clinical psychologist, and this is Psychology in Short. And before we start, I'd like to give a shout out to my sponsor, MD365Access.com. And what this is a teledoc service with board-certified doctors. It takes the wait out of the waiting room, and it gives you, for a monthly fee, you have access to medical assistance, so 24/7, 365. So if you have any interest in that, please, by all means, take a look at my website. It's drlaurengoodall.com. Okay, today's podcast, I'm going to talk about something that's been trending for a long time, quite honestly. I think I'm going to put a slightly different spin to it. And I'm also going to make some reference to my book, which is called Bipolar is Not an STD. It is available on Amazon. So some of this piece I'm going to reference from the book, and other pieces I'm going to add in. And of course, the topic is narcissistic personality. And as I say, this is one of the trendiest personality disorders to date. And basically, this is a very self-serving personality. I would say the predominant feature of this personality is a lack of empathy, okay? And empathy is the ability to emotionally tune in to other people and have regard for others' feelings. This personality really runs short in empathy. And so I say they're not on the level of a sociopath or antisocial, but they do a fair amount of damage. And the hardest part is, I would say, is spotting them. And, you know, our society tends to want to say, associate men with this diagnosis, and we tend to forget that there's a lot of women running around with narcissism. So I'm going to take a little time and talk a little bit about that. And I say out of the book, they're not interested in destroying your life. They're interested in emptying it. Okay. So these are people that love influence. They love power. They like stuff, as in lots of stuff. And material, everything is really much more based on an external, okay, an external standard. What I will say about these people is they generally are pretty entrepreneurial. They are also pretty ambitious. They work hard. These are not going to be your couch surfers, okay? These people are moving and shaking, okay? And I will definitely give credit to that piece, okay? But in recognizing them, they're generally good looking, and they're interested in having the best of everything. They are meticulously groomed. They should be called best in show, okay? And the thing that's so confusing about these people is they are very socially engaging, okay? So on one hand, you say they lack empathy, and you would think that's a very social construct, and it is, okay? But they can read rooms, they can read people, and in terms of a lot of social lingo, they've got that down. It's not like they don't. They really, really do. And they don't try to put a bad foot forward. They know what a socially appropriate response is. Like I said, they're generally not sociopaths, okay? They're not interested in killing you or anything like that, or robbing you. They're just interested in basically getting your support, and they are interested, they're rather shallow in their emotions. They use people in that capacity. They're manipulative to get to their goal. Certainly these are not great personality characteristics. And I think, you know, if we say, okay, In this case, the narcissist is a male. They will, like I said, these are people that are movers and shakers, and they're in all sorts of professional professions. Okay, they are constantly moving, and they're aware of where they are and where they want to be. So they're there to make contacts. They're there to make networks. They're there to influence, and they want to know, basically, they want to connect with who's who and what's what. If you are a woman in a relationship with a narcissist, you will find that you are the emotional giver. You are the person that gives to the equation. And I think one of the mistakes that happens is, you know, if you're in a very romantic relationship with them, you keep thinking like, okay, if I give enough, they're going to start responding in kind. Well, they respond to you, but they will respond to you with things that they like. Okay. That will be, you know, more so than putting a lot of emotional thought into something. They might, they'll be the one who probably give you some designer stuff or what have you, or things that look good. And so I think a lot of women think that, you know, if I just give more, then, you know, he can be more emotionally expressive and things like that. And generally speaking, I'm going to say that this type of personality disorder just really doesn't change much, okay? It would take such an immense series of events, okay, that would have to really impose on this type of personality to change. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what, you know, how these people are parented. There's two different takes on this. In terms of, you know, how do you get a narcissistic kid? Basically, it's, in one hand, it's an abusive parenting. It's an emotionally neglectful parenting. In other words, you give your kids stuff, okay? You validate them chasing titles, accomplishments, the way they look, the proper clothes, the people to know kind of thing. But these kids learn early on that their emotional needs are never validated or really don't matter. I mean, you could be crying your eyes out, and your mother will just change the topic and start making a joke out of something else. So the message is that your feelings really don't matter. You, who you are in and of yourself, really don't matter. So the child tends to, unless of course it somehow advances the parents' game and puts the parents in a better position, a better light, that's your value. If you bring poor esteem to your parents, the narcissist, that will be met with a lot of rage and a lot of anger and a lot of humiliation directed towards the child. Okay, so on one hand, you have this emotionally abusive, psychologically abusive parenting style. There is also a flip side, the research says, that, you know, you can also get a narcissistic child by basically spoiling them to death, you know, and just basically just giving, and they never learn about, they don't learn about life, they don't learn about social interactions, the value. They start to believe that they're very, very special, and that everybody should understand who they are, and a certain level of entitlement that goes with it that they develop. You know, so in that process, they are just starting to build a sense of grandiosity and a lack of empathy. Okay, so generally speaking, narcissists are happy as long as you are flowing to them and you represent what it is that they like and what matters to them, and some, you know, just a great material presentation. These are the people, they don't like animal fur on their clothes. They are meticulously groomed. And so there's constantly an external bar for which they carry themselves and measure themselves. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about some gender differences. Nora Tolinar Sanko, in an article in December 9th, 2022, in an article called 12 Traits of Narcissism and Tips for Dealing with Them, was specific to dealing with women, female narcissists. And what female narcissists are known for is basically they want to break up your friendships. Okay, they want control. They want manipulation. They want to manipulate you away from people. They can establish pit friends against friends. Okay. There is a critical aspect about the female narcissist. They enjoy, when you are in pain. Okay. So this is a really kind of ugly female thing. And I always say, you know, if the female is the primary caretaker, which in most cases is, for raising children, if she's a narcissist, she's going to be very shallow and she's going to have a lot of devastating effects on her children because she really doesn't engage emotionally. You know, things are about control, presentation, and manipulation. And Dr. Sam Vaknin, okay, and he did some studies out of Lagos, Nigeria. And he talked about how male narcissists emphasize their intellect, okay, and their power and money influence. Okay, those are what they value. Whereas female narcissists were all about their looks, their body, and their sexuality. I found that a little disappointing. So there are different focuses. You know, male narcissists are going to say, hey, I'm smarter than you. I know more people than you, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas women are like, hey, I might as well use my body and my image to manipulate myself somewhere. So anyway, those are some distinctions between females and males. I mean, they're both devastating, absolutely. But the question is also is, you know, coming to understand a little bit about how to recognize them. And the lack of empathy is profound. The sense of entitlement is huge. Okay, these are the people that send back their dinners four times. You know, this isn't right, that isn't right, that kind of thing. And like I said, don't let them have to get some animal fur on their clothes. If you have a dog and he goes to greet them, they're not going to be happy about the hair on their clothes. Trust me, they'll flip out. But, well, they'll try not to flip out, but they will not be happy about it. Okay, so how do you test how you figure out if you've got a narcissist? I think one of the ways that you can see this, first of all, I'm not a huge fan of dealing with them. If you don't have to deal with them, don't, okay? Because emotionally, you are always going to lose, okay? But if for some reason, you know, you're married to one, you have kids with one, and things don't look like they're going to change much, then you're going to have to make get your emotional resources elsewhere. As I said, these people can be very successful. They do well professionally. So it's not like you can't find them anywhere. But how do you recognize one when you're dating would be the question. I'd say, you know, instead of you putting out your emotions, like say it's a male, female, the male's the narcissist and the female is generally the emotional support. And, you know, instead of doing all the talking and the emotional, setting the emotional parameters, you know, for the dialogue, let them do it. Ask them what they think. Have them start to talk about things that affect them, things that matter to them. And you're not going to hear a whole lot about emotion. In fact, you're really not going to hear it. Unless somebody has put them down, then there's going to be an anger. There's going to be a bit of a rage there, and some aggression. And that's why many times I think that the abusive factor is more prominent in raising a narcissist than there is a spoiled factor, I would think, because the aggression comes out because they are very sensitive, and because their emotional needs were never validated. But if you let them talk about things in their life that matter emotionally, there's going to be a lot of gaps. You're going to notice that. And so that's just a flag for you to say, okay, this person does not have emotional range in the sense that they really don't have much empathy. They're very, they just follow just boom, boom, structure, structure, structure. But as far as regard for other people and their willingness to extend themselves, it's going to be very limited with a narcissist. They will do basically only what's expected. And as I also said that, women, males have this, but women have this too. So when you see some of these women that are just, all decorated to the hilt, there's a fair amount of them that suffer narcissism, and they're very shallow. And I'd say it's fine, who cares, except for the fact if they are the mother to your children, they're going to do a lot of damage, because it's always going to be about the external bar with them, how things look, and the child will suffer. So those are some ideas, some ways to recognize narcissists. People talk about grandiosity. People usually don't pick up on grandiosity other than, I say, arrogance. The way they treat people who they think is less than them, they really want you to know where they fit in the rank, especially if they're higher up. They have to make those details much more pronounced. And as I said, I think this is a rough personality to deal with. It's not one that treats readily. It would take a lot of, a series of events to kind of probably force them into reevaluating their life and the way they treat people emotionally. So that's my take on narcissism. I think we'll close up for now, and thank you for joining me, and I look forward to having you there on the next cast.